You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right, you mob. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on AAA Murray Country. And I am Sinead Clements. I'm your host today. And it's good to be back. It's episode number two, so we're brand new still, but for the year. But before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from today. And yeah, so welcome. It's the Deadly Choices Show, our weekly show dedicated towards mob making those deadly choices. So that can be anywhere from making sure you eat more veggies, remaining active in body, mind and spirit, taking the time to rest, making sure you keep up to date with your 715 health checks and, you know, any of those preventative health measures you can take place there, and also ask your clinics for any awesome initiatives coming up. You can resist, you know, temptation to taking up smoking, and there's heaps of tobacco offices too within our Deadly Choices program to help you quit smoking for you and your family. So today we're joined by Cecilia, one of our Deadly Kindies. She's a bit of a Deadly Kindies OG staff member. She's been there from one of the beginning of when we've started this program a few years ago. So it's going to be awesome to talk to her just ahead of the school year and kind of have a yarn about, you know, how you can prep for your little one starting kindy. We'll also have a Deadly Choices ambassador, of course, as we always love to talk to our ambassadors. So we'll have a yarn there. And Dr. Caroline will join us a little bit later to give us a yarn around COVID-19 and the situation that we're facing there right now. But now, you know, we're going to talk about Deadly Kindies. So I'm excited because, you know, I definitely seen Deadly Kindies grow over the years. And definitely, if you've been to a Deadly Kindies event, in the last couple of years, you most likely have seen me. So, you know, we're going to talk with Cecilia about what it's like to enroll. Cecilia, how are you going? You know, can you tell us what you do? Who's your mob, where you're from, and where you are right now?
Hey, which way, everyone? It's Cecilia Seeky here. I'm from TI, Wyburn, in the Torres Strait, or Zenith Kess, and our traditional owners up that way, Karag Nation people. So, yeah, very proud to be on the radio and having a yarn today about Deadly Kindies, you know, and very lucky. I've been working remotely up in the islands, so very lucky to have been at home now with my mob. And, yeah, so Deadly Kindies, eh? Let's have a yarn about it. So basically, I've been at Deadly Kindies for a long time now. And, you know, it's really, really important to help our little ones, with that first start now before school, all their learning and everything they can, you know, be a part of now, so that school transitioning is easy for them. And easy for us too, as families and carers, you know, helping our little ones settle in is really important, so it's not a stressful time.
Yeah, you know, I've seen my little, my nephew actually, he's off to big school, off to prep. So class is going to be his Nana. So it's going to be interesting to see how he's got to share his Nana with the rest of the class. So I'm excited to see it. But, you know, we've definitely been having those yarns with him and prepping him. You know, you've got to share Nan and you've got to listen to her in class, make sure. So it's interesting to see, you know, his responses. They're always funny. But, how do you become a part of the Deadly Kindies program or initiative, and what's involved in that for our community, Cecilia?
Yeah, so the Deadly Kindies program is a real deadly project that it was started off similar to Deadly Choices, you know, that we've got all these real deadly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander medical centres and connections with the Deadly Choices programs all over Southeast Queensland. So Deadly Kindies footprint is really the Southeast Queensland regions. And so what started us off, I guess, is really we saw that there was a gap, you know, with our small ones before they go to school. They weren't attending childcare or they weren't going to family daycare or anything like that. So, you know, it was really tricky for those small ones to enroll and settle into school. So so that year before school, the year before pre-prep, when your little one turns four, before the 30th of June, they can actually find a kindy and go in for 15 hours a week. And the kindy can be a standalone one. You know, sometimes we've got just the kindergartens by themselves. For example, Southside there, we've got the Deadly Kindies run by ATSICs. And then Some of the kindies are joined to the childcare centres. So there's actually kindergarten rooms within the childcare centre with a proper kindy teacher teaching them small ones. So the first Deadly Kindy is about getting your little ones into a kindergarten, enrolling them into that program. If they come in for their 715 with one of our clinics, then they actually receive a Deadly Kindy's backpack, which helps them to get in and settle into kindy. It's a backpack, hat, water bottle, cot sheet, lunchbox, real Deadly lunchbox this year. Yeah.
I know my nephew used to wear some and all the other kids will be, where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? I think he became the coolest kid in kindy because of those Deadly Kindy shirts and the backpack. But it's also quite expensive, hey, Cecilia, to get all those things and for families, especially if you got, you know, a few kids at school.
Yeah, that's right. When you got big families, everything adds up, you know. So this backpack is about helping you out, you know, getting into kindy, all the things you need to go. And you know, it's only 15 hours a week too. So, you know, it's not a big chunk of time. It's just sort of warming your little ones up for learning and getting into the little habit of, you know, getting your bag, getting your hat, packing your lunchbox, getting ready to go to kindy before school now. So, yeah, everybody loves them and, you know, we've had the best feedback. The small ones feel proud to go. You know, they're excited because they got this real Deadly bag to show off. Yeah, and it's a really, you know, beautiful opportunity as well when you go in for 715, hey, to have to yarn to the doctor. You know, is my small one ready? Is there something I should be checking on? And, you know, do I need referrals to any other health services to make sure it's a good year for my small one, eh?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, for me, that interconnection of everything, it's like we talked about Deadly Choices and how Deadly Kindies was kind of birthed and came from Deadly Choices and that really holistic view of healthcare and how important education is. And just, you know, from my experience with Deadly Kindies and seeing that, you know, it really just builds our little ones' love for learning, just learning in general. So, you know, what are some of the things that our bubs can really pick up out of kindy when it becomes to social or educational or even just that learning and cognitive learning skills?
Yeah, well, I always think about, you know, making sure you find the right kindy for your small one and for your family as well to start off with. So, you know, straight up, you're looking for, you know, how do they include culture, language, community, you know, because all those things now add up to your child being a strong and confident learner. And you know, kindergarten itself is about, what are those skills we need to communicate, to connect, you know, even sitting down and eating together, talking to each other, you know, and being able to look after each other as well, you know, instead of getting wild, you know, talking to each other and talking out and, you know, working together as a team to solve problems. You know, I love all that kind of stuff because that's where the science comes in. That's where we work together comes in, you know, that's where you're building strong, confident little people, hey, so they feel good when they're going into school.
Absolutely. And for the mob just tuning in, you're tuning into AAA Murray Country. This is the Deadly Choices Show and we've got Cecilia all the way up in Cairns calling us in and kind of yarning to us and telling us a bit about Deadly Kindies. Now, we've definitely expanded. So, you know, we kind of were around SEQ and tell me where we've expanded to within the Deadly Kindies and who can access that Deadly Kindy kit you're talking about.
Yeah, so we're all around Southeast Queensland and we've rolled out in Townsville and we've rolled out in Rockhampton and there might be some secret new locations popping up as well. So if your little ones get a health check at any of those clinics, enroll in a kindergarten and have a yarn to the Aboriginal Torres Strait Medical Centre staff, you'll be able to access that kit. But there's so much more than just the kit now, eh? Deadly Kindies has really expanded because we've got a whole YouTube channel going on. We're all over social media where we are recording little playgroup sessions, songs, activities, science experiments, you know, treasure hunts in the garden. Like there are all sorts of stuff that we've been filming and building up. So you've got lots to do when you're at home, when you're in isolation, or even on those days off or weekends off, you know, where you want to do something with your little one.
Absolutely. So that was for the mob up in Townsville, that's the TARS Health Service. And for the mob in Rocky, that's Bidgety Health Service. So make sure you have, go give them a call and ask about the Deadly Kindies program. Now, Cecilia, tell me a bit about your role and what you've been like as a First Nation educator and, why you chose this career.
Oh, man, bigger story. No, I love working with the small ones, coming from the islands, hey, I really want to see, our beautiful Torres Strait Island families feel welcome, feel comfortable, in our medical centres and in our kindies, when they come to our playgroup sessions, when they come to our deadly kindy events, I want them to feel welcome and accepted and, have fun in these types of settings. Hey, it's been a big journey, across many different childcare centres that I've worked in all over Australia. And, I feel like, we got it going on. Deadly Kindies team and IUE are really holistic in everything we do. Everyone's accepted. When we have events, we've got bubbas right up to, the akas and the ates. Everyone's coming along to our events because we really want to make it a family-focused setting, and the whole program and any program I go into, that's one of my favorite things to do because we all learn from each other. We all share and share them yarns now and that's how we all learn and work together in community, eh? So, that's a really big part of what I love to do with all of my my projects that I'm a part of and, Deadly Kindies included. So you've got to keep an eye out, hey, for our events on Facebook there, on the website and we always post it on Instagram too, eh, when we're out and about, so make sure you connect with us, and follow us so you can see more of that stuff and be a part of that. Like, don't be stuck at home when you can get out with your little one, COVID pending. Come and celebrate with us and have fun with us at all our events.
Absolutely. Now, for the families who haven't enrolled above before into kindy, what's that process like?
Yeah, so my favorite thing to do is think about what you really want from your kindy, and have a look around online or when you're driving to the shops, have a think about, what do I want from a kindergarten? Do I want it to be close to my home or close to my work? Do I want, some of the childcare centres provide meals, some of them have a bus pickup service, have a think about all those things you want. And what I do is I'll go online and we even have a Find a Kindy on our website too. And you type in where you live to have a look at what's around you. And then I actually give them a call. I'm a little bit of a researcher, so I love to call them first and ask them, hey, what can you do for me and my small one? What are the days that you need? Is your center going to suit me and my family? And I'm a little bit cheeky. I say, what are the cultural events that you celebrate straight up? So then I know those are they're my top five centers I'm going to go visit. Hey, yeah. And then you can just give them a call, book in a little orientation visit and take your little one and see how they feel, see who they connect with, and listen to the way people are talking to you and your family too, eh? Because, they're my favorite ones and that's how I look for a deadly kindy.
Yeah, I love that. And do you need a birth certificate to get bub into kindy?
Oh, good one today. Yes, you do. So the actual enrollment process, some kindies are, give you a hard copy or you enroll online, but you need a birth certificate. And you actually, there is a subsidy available that goes straight to the kindy to help you with fees a lot of the time. So, hit them up about it. Ask them about it. Is there any subsidies that apply for my small one to attend kindy? And you got to have that birth certificate. And we're so lucky we do have birth certificates available through our clinics for under fives. Yeah, real deadly Torres Strait one, have to plug it. By Moana Awang. And there's so many more to pick from. Hey, real deadly designs there. Yeah, that you can get as well. Because sometimes, we lose them or we forgot to register properly, So it's really worth talking to the clinics and getting that birth certificate form and filling out for sure.
Yeah, you know, call your clinic or you can head to the Deadly Choices website, www.deadlychoices.com. There's more information about the Deadly Choices birth certificate commemorative package, I believe it's called. So that's your legal certificate as well as a designed birth certificate, and it's all free. So, yeah, you just got to apply through your clinics and they all know how to walk you through it. And, yeah, you'll get your package in, I think, around about a month it usually takes. But get onto that to make sure your bub has their birth certificate and all ready for kindy. But, you know, like you said, Cecilia, we have our Facebook Lives. We have our Instagram, our YouTube, our website. There's heaps of resources to keep our bubs entertained and learning at home as well. But, yeah, you can also ask your clinic for more information. Cecilia, before we let you go, what is your advice for mobs and jar jams? What's kind of your final advice to, you know, to get the most out of kindy or to get your bub learning and to, yeah, to move forward in their education?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, do it. Put your small one in. It's only 15 hours a week and it's really going to give them a really big boost to go to school the following year. And for you too, as, you know, as mom or auntie or akka, you know, it's about making sure you're okay as well, letting your bub go to school, to learning and also connecting with the teachers too, eh? Sometimes I find families sort of stress out if the little one's not doing well at school or at kindy. It's about, you know, connecting with them and say, hey, is there something I can do? You know, is there something going on that you want me to know or be a part of? You know, go in and do the little lunches, you know, go in and read with them, whatever it is, you know, build that connection, eh, with the teachers. And so your little one sees it as well. So then they want to have that connection and they want to learn as well.
Yeah, I love that, the idea of, you know, modeling, being a role model for your baby and your bub and leading by example and showing them what connection does look like. But actually, I said last question, but this is the last question. We always ask our guests what deadly choice they're making in their life. And I know with myself, I'm just starting pre-season again, rugby league. So the body's sore, stretching is not easy, but I'm trying my best at it. And that's my deadly choice right now. Cecilia, what's your deadly choice right now?
My deadly choice at the moment is walking, putting on the headphones and just cruising to whatever beats, you know, walking wherever I am, down the beach, wherever.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine there's some nice places to walk in Cairns and you get some breeze there. But I tried to do a bit of fitness up in North Queensland when I was up there over Christmas. And I tell you what, I didn't get much more than 15 minutes into it because, yeah. It was something else. I don't know what it was. If I'm just weak now from the sun, but it was intense. But I appreciate you for calling in. And for mob out there, make sure you hit up your local clinic about deadly kindies. Ask the question. But like I said, you can always go to our deadly kindies website, Facebook page and YouTube, as well as Instagram. But appreciate you coming on, Cecilia, and having a yarn for me with me today. And hope you have a good one. Hey.
Yeah, Dudley. Thanks.
And now you mob, that was Cecilia from the Deadly Kindies team. And we're going to go to a bit of music for your Wednesday night and we'll be back very soon.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right, you mob. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on Triple A Murray Country. And I am your host, Sinead Clements. I'm a proud Kalkadoon, Birra, Jitterbull and Bindle woman from far north Queensland. Before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from today here in Meanjin. So, yeah, welcome. It's the Deadly Choices show, as I mentioned. It's our weekly show dedicated towards our mob, making them deadly choices. Now, you know, a deadly choice can be anything from eating healthier, you know, making sure you're not skipping meals and eating those veggies and fruit, remaining active in both body, mind and spirit. Keeping sure, you know, making sure you keep up to date with your 715 health checks and you're looking after your body. That real holistic health care is so important. Resisting any temptation to take up smoking or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. So on the show today, we're going to be joined by a couple ambassadors, one being the Deadly brand and Wakeling. And we're going to talk to Cecilia from the Kindies team, and Dr. Caroline will join us a little bit later to give us a yarn around COVID-19 and the situation that we're facing there right now. So, Brandon, before we go ahead, I'll introduce yourself, where you're from, who's your mob, and what your role is here.
Yeah, so I'm Brandon Wakeling, mob from Wanneroo Country down New South Wales. I'm an Olympic weightlifter, DC ambassador, and full-time dad as of November last year.
Yeah, congratulations. That's, I guess, the biggest job you'll ever have, right?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, new bub on board. How was your Christmas holiday and your New Year's?
It was pretty chill. It was good. Caught up with some family, as you do over Christmas. Just spent New Year's in with the bub. It's just been, I guess, dad mode since.
And living it up on the Gold Coast?
Yeah. I'm halfway between Gold Coast and Brisbane, so.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, well, I went up to North Queensland. I'll tell you what, it was that hot, but I didn't get much training done. But you know what? I needed the relaxation, and that's what I made sure I got. So, you know, definitely with COVID around, it's everywhere, you know, since the borders have been opened. And what are you doing to keep your family safe? You know, we always talk about on the show, it's so important to have a plan for you and your family. You know, I definitely have the numbers on my fridge of who do I contact if I get COVID and whatnot. So what has it been like for you to, you know, keep yourself safe and your family safe right now?
Because I'm in such heavy training at the moment, I'm doing roughly 10 sessions a week. I'm not really getting out all that much. So I stay in my bubble most of the time. I somehow still managed to catch COVID, though, as of the start of last week. So I've had it for just over a week. As you said, just knowing to have those emergency numbers on board just in case, I didn't have it that bad for me to need to call anyone. Obviously, I'm double vaxxed, so I just had your standard cold and flu symptoms, bit of a headache, which lasted a few days. And then I've, bounced back since then, so back into it.
Yeah, no, that's good. And, you know, how was, I guess, your family and the support? What was that like for you guys, especially having to isolate? And, you know, you say you're already in your bubble anyway, but, you know, now it's a bit different just to get the essentials, I guess. And so what was that like for you, Brandon?
I guess the only thing is we had to Uber Eats the dog food in to to keep them going. But other than that, we were pretty much set for that week. We were fine in our little bubble at home here. So I got a little gym in my garage, so we had access if we wanted to train and all that. I guess at the end of the day, it was just more time at home with Bub. So
absolutely. And I've seen your gym and I'm so jealous of it. It's one of the best home gyms I've ever seen. But, you know, having COVID now bouncing back, what is, I guess, the plans for 2022? I know it seems like this year, it's, you know, we were talking and it's like third time lucky, it seems like this year is a little bit around COVID and how we're dealing with it and, you know, how we've learned to normalize certain parts of the situation. So I guess what's your plans for the upcoming year?
Due to COVID previously with the Olympics being postponed, that has kind of congested things. So obviously the Olympics last year, it goes straight into the Commonwealth Games this year. So I have to compete in Singapore at the end of this month for my last qualifying event for the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. And then once that competition's done, it's just training up until then. So end of July, start of August is when the Commonwealth Games will be in Birmingham, England. So after I'm done with Singapore, I'll just be back into training until then. So,
Full steam ahead. That's exciting stuff. And what does training look like for you right now?
Yeah, so my daily routine on weekdays is I do one session at 5 a.m. At a small commercial gym just down the road from me. So I'll go do my accessory stuff, stretching, rolling out, maybe some squats early morning, and then I'll come back home just before Bub wakes up. And then later on in the day, I'll do my second session, which is just Olympic weightlifting orientated. So I didn't want to do two sessions throughout the day. You know, when Bub was up, I'd rather get one out of the way with, just so I'm not away for as long while she's awake, because training for Olympic weightlifting specifically can be pretty time consuming for sessions, which can go for, you know, multiple hours. So that's been my routine since then. So
I love that though. You get more of an opportunity to spend with Bub, but also put in the training. And I really enjoy that. Idea that you get to do both. Not many athletes, I guess, get to, you know, do both in those really heavy moments. But for those who are just tuning in, this is AAA Murray Country 98.9 FM, and I'm talking to one of our Deadly Choices ambassadors, Brandon Wakeling. You know, it's a Deadly Choices show here, and we're just talking about the competition and I guess your warm up to Comm Games this year. But what do you do to kind of keep that balance around your life and keep training, but also, you know, look after your health and spend time with Bub away from training, I guess? What's the plans around that for the future in particular?
I guess because, you know, I have a gym in my garage, I don't have to travel to things. I, in a sense, minimize the amount of time I have to be away, so I can be within the house, you know, the whole day if I need be, with a full training load. And then I've learned more these days, the more experience I've become in being a full-time athlete, is when to switch off outside of training. So maybe my early years of weightlifting, I was so full on with weightlifting that it was just non-stop, even when I wasn't in the gym. But now, you know, I only need to think about the training once I'm in the gym, and then when I'm out of it, then I can just focus on being a dad after that. So obviously I'm doing work with DC as well, so it's good to have more things happening than just being concentrated on training, because it can drive me crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I felt like last year was a really hectic year, and training was really full on. And when I got a chance to rest during the Christmas break, I don't know if I really was switching off. There's a difference, I think, was actually, you know, enjoying the moment and just, and you know, now you got a new Bub, there's an even better chance to, you know, opportunity to switch off. And it's so, so important that we don't really just, you know, have that tunnel vision on one thing all the time. And I think that's particularly what I learned through COVID, is take it day by day, don't make any assumptions, and just, you know, cross what's in front of you first. So I really like that idea of just switching off. And for me, sometimes a good book, I love a good athlete memoir to keep me bogged down. But is there anything that you do in particular to switch off, apart from, I guess, hanging out with your newborn?
As you said, reading, I do enjoy reading. Like, I listen to an audiobook. Even in my morning session for training, I'll listen to an audiobook, or when I'm driving, or, you know, watching Cocomelon with the Bub. That's a good
She's
one.
She's already a Cocomelon girl. Hey, 10 months. Yeah, right. They start them early.
What else? I've been watching the Australian Open tennis the last week.
Party, party. I was very, that was, I was definitely screaming the neighborhood down, and that was fun. Yeah, so amazing.
I've never been one to really watch tennis that attentively, but it's been really good. It was really motivating to watch all those athletes do their thing. It's a grueling sport. I couldn't imagine playing it, but yeah, I guess over the last week or so, that's probably been something that's taken a bit of my focus, but
Yeah, and it's good to see Melbourne get back out and see, you know, that happen, especially after a tough couple of years. So I just loved seeing Kathy Freeman and Yvonne Goolagong and Ash Barty there on the same stage. That gave me goosebumps. I know tennis was actually one of my first sports, and one of the funniest stories, I always used to, every now and then, because I live so close to the tennis court, I used to ride there on with my tennis racket, and I would always forget my tennis racket and then have to ride back home. But Serena Williams, I was a huge fan since I was a little girl. So it's exciting to see tennis kind of, you know, the world number one be an Aboriginal woman. So that's really awesome for me to see, and for all of our young titters and brothers to see. But is there any advice you want to share with Mob around training and staying focused and really living a healthy lifestyle?
Especially for this time of year, I would set small goals to set out to achieve earlier on in the year. So you know, if your main goal is to lose, say, lose 10 kilos, set one for 2 kilos first, or set one for 1 kilo by this time. This is just a random example, but just to build momentum into the year, some people like to be overly ambitious to start January. And then when it doesn't work out, it kind of spirals out of control as the year goes on. So I would say set some small goals for these next few months to start building some momentum throughout the year. It's those little compounding efforts which build up over the long run.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what, Brandon, I'm going to actually take that advice because I'm definitely the person to just want to do everything all the time as fast as I can. But you're right. I think that long-term sustainability is about small goals and just, you know, focusing on a couple of things at a time. And I definitely know last year I was trying to focus on everything and I had to figure out how to drop a few things or postpone a few things and prioritize. So, yeah, I'm still learning that skill, unfortunately. But that, yeah, that comes with, I guess, you know, goal setting and learning and really being successful and reaching your goals. So thank you, you know, for showing us that little bit of insight. I know I'll take it on. But what is your favourite part, Brandon, about being a Deadly Choices ambassador?
I like going out to community events and then just mingling with mob in the community, listening to stories, sharing mine. You know, this is talking with, you know, the Jarjums only a couple years old all the way up to our elders. So the opportunity, to speak with mob, you know, from all ages. So since starting with DC back in 2018, it's been really good to be able to go back in the community and then, share my story and my things that I've done to get to where I am in terms of my sporting achievements. So that's been something that's, I would say grounded me, but also it's motivated me to keep on training as well.
Absolutely. And you wear a couple of hats within our institute, particularly within marketing, within the Work It Out program as well. You know, and that's an opportunity to go and connect with mob as well. So, you know, in the show this year, we're going to definitely be talking a bit more to community. So I'm really excited about that. But thank you so much for coming on, Brandon. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to see what you do throughout the year and good luck with all the weightlifting. I know I still don't understand the rules, but or the point scoring, but I will learn and I'm getting better at it. Yeah, I think I'm with company there. I think I'm not the only one. But we're going to head off into a song and say goodbye to Brandon at the same time. And appreciate you, Brandon. And we'll catch you next time.
Anytime. Thank you.
Yes. So now we're going to head off to song, like I said, and we'll be back very soon.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choice Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to AAA Murray Country. This is the Deadly Choices radio show. You know what it is. It's our weekly show dedicated towards mob making them deadly choices. And right now I'm joined by one of our doctors. We've definitely had her on the show before, Dr. Caroline Harvey from our institute. And she's definitely around our clinics and she's also working across a lot of our mob link services at the moment. So, Dr. Caroline, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, Shanae. Yeah, it's been a busy time.
It is definitely a busy time. It feels like third time lucky this year, you know. Hopefully we're getting a lot better at it and we've normalized a lot of things now and we're doing the right things to make sure not only we're protected but our community's protected. So can you give us a bit of a rundown of where we're at right now with the current COVID-19 situation, particularly here in Southeast Queensland?
Yeah. So as everyone would be aware, we certainly have had quite a lot of cases. It does appear that the rise is slowing, so we're not getting as many new cases coming up. So that's a good thing, that hopefully we're over the peak, but we're not so certain. It's a bit hard to say with testing now because so many people are doing them as the RAT tests at home, so we don't necessarily see those numbers come through the states. But we're also watching the numbers of people in hospital and the number of people in ICU and ventilators, and things seem to be steadying. But yeah, and it's early days. Yeah.
Early days, absolutely. And like I always say, if anything COVID taught me, it's just to really take it day by day and not to make too many assumptions because, you know, our landscape and our environment's continually changing around COVID. Now, how important is it for us right now to make sure we're continually masking up, isolating when we need to, and testing early in particular? And I guess important for, you know, a lot of our health staff right now, like you mentioned with the ICU and you know, mob who are going to need more support, particularly, you know, around our vulnerable people.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things that we can be doing to keep safe. So the things we're certainly encouraging is for people to get those booster doses of their vaccine. So anyone over 18 at this stage, if you're 3 months since your second dose, make a booking, pop in and get your booster. Certainly masks are really important, especially when we're in closed spaces where it's harder to socially distance. Wearing those masks, wearing them properly is mm-hmm. really important. And then, as you said, the other thing is really getting help if you think you might be unwell early. Get some help and advice on how to isolate, how to quarantine people who are close contacts. And then particularly if you're someone who could be more vulnerable to getting really unwell, ending up in hospital, then getting help early, talking to your doctor early is important because you might be able to get treatment to help prevent it getting bad. So that's particularly people who haven't had their full course of vaccination and maybe have underlying chronic health conditions. So if you're in that category and you're feeling unwell, even if you're not vaccinated at all, we will help you to access early treatment. So don't leave it too late. That's a really important message.
Absolutely, your mob. Our clinics are always open to our mob. You know, it's a very important time that we continue to be kind right now with each other and ourselves and definitely our health staff and those mob who are keeping our, you know, our clinics open. But yeah, I definitely know a lot of mob who have asthma and are definitely a bit more scared right now with the current situations. Particularly, you know, we got our kids heading back to school soon, Dr. Caroline. So I guess what advice could you give to parents who may be a bit nervous to send their, especially, you know, if you prep or grade one, you're setting your jarjums to school for the first time, big school. So, you know, is there any advice you could give to our parents right now?
Yeah, look, I think it's important that parents look at the benefits and to getting their school-aged children vaccinated. So we are offering the childhood dosage schedule for the 5 to 11-year-olds through all our clinics. So that can help. And then apart from that, I think it is really about, you know, that the adults kind of remaining calm, doing our best, you know, teaching them about hand hygiene and those sort of things. But, yeah, I guess accepting that we do live in a world now where they're, you know, the COVID has started to infect the community, but we're doing the best we can to keep everyone as safe as possible. And I guess that's really important in terms of just getting advice. If your clinic isn't open or you can't get onto them or you can't get an appointment, that's where MobLink can help you. We've got deadly nurses who can answer lots and lots of questions, and if need be, you can have an appointment with a GP over the phone just to tide you through until you're back to your own clinic, doctor.
Absolutely. And, you know, I definitely, we all know someone now, I think, that has had COVID, yeah. It's fair to say. So whether you're vaccinated or not, we've always been encouraging our people, our community, our families, importantly, to have a plan. And so I know I definitely have our MobLink service number, which is 1-800-524-354 on my fridge. So if, you know, I'm lucky I've stayed a bit clear from the COVID for long enough now, but I definitely know that I have a plan in play for the support I'm definitely going to need during those times when, you know, COVID kind of runs through our communities and as it is now and through our houses. Just for, you know, you're well across MobLink. What is that service, I guess? You know, what is MobLink for us and what does it do for the community right now, Dr. Caroline?
So Moblink's there for everything to do with COVID care, so to help you find somewhere to get vaccination, to give you any kind of information or practical support if you're affected by COVID or someone in your house is affected by COVID. So in terms of if you're home in isolation or quarantine, if you need some support there on the social side of things or meals, those sorts of things, but also to give you that nursing and medical advice on exactly what's needed in terms of a test, what follow-up's needed. It gets really confusing with all this isolation and quarantine and test here and test day six.
Yes,
And the advice on this has changed a lot since last year. So one thing people don't know now is if you've had COVID and you've tested positive, you don't need another test again after that. So sometimes we have people who are seeking a test in that situation. If you've definitely had a positive test and you've got through your 7 days and you're symptom-free, you're right to go. Whereas those people who are in quarantine, who we're kind of keeping at home in case they're developing it, do need a test later on, and that can be really confusing, especially if you've got quite a few in your house and everyone's up to different stages. So we can certainly help with that sort of advice. If you've run out of scripts and you're stuck at home, we can work out ways to get that script to the pharmacy if necessary, you know, for your asthma puffers or whatever else. We're basically just trying to link up all the different needs that people have, and every phone call's a bit different. Lots that we can do.
Absolutely. I always call them Mob Buzz Lightyears because they go above and beyond for all their people and their cases and, you know, individual mob that are calling them up. And, yeah, I really love what they're doing. And, you know, I think it's just a real testament to the services who have really changed the way that they're working to just make sure they're linking everyone up with everyone and we're talking to everyone. Because like you said, Dr. Caroline, so much information's changing every day. I know my head kind of spins when I hear it sometimes. So I can't imagine, you know, everyone else who does not necessarily work in the health industry. But before you go, you know, I want to get, I guess, your last piece of advice for community right now to hold on to make sure, you know, we keep doing the right thing.
Yeah, look, I think it's to say that there are a number of things you can do to help make this better. Keep doing those things. Remember that most people will, even if you get COVID, you mightn't be too sick. You might get through it quite fine. Just take it day by day, get the right information and do everything you can for yourself, for your family, for your community. And we'll all get through it together.
Deadly. Well, thank you for coming on today, having a yarn, Dr. Caroline. I really, really appreciate it.
No problems.
And for the mob, you know, make sure you're keeping your information up to date. You can definitely go to our Deadly Choices Facebook page, the Queensland Health website, I Stepped Up website. That's the campaign we run for our community. But remember, to be involved in anything we do, you have to be up to date with your 715 health check. Super, super important that you're ahead of the game and you make sure you're looking after your health before it becomes a bigger issue. You can also tune in to our Deadly Choices Facebook weekly live sessions. There's going to be some deadly ones coming up soon, some Pearls of Wisdom podcasts, Good Quick Tucker with some new recipes, Deadly Kindies, DC Fit, and so much more there. But luckily, you know, it was important information that Dr. Caroline mentioned around our testing. Our respiratory testing clinics are still open in Southeast Queensland. So make sure you call your local AMS, book in for a test, especially if you have symptoms. And you can head to our Deadly Choices website and Facebook page at www.deadlychoices.com.au. But make sure you stay safe out there, mob, and you can catch us next Wednesday. But until then, keep making those deadly choices.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand on AAA Murray Country.